And the anniversary of 9/11 is marked here in the Valley as well. If you've been near Tempe Beach Park recently, you may have noticed thousands of flags planted with accompanying pairs of boots. The 3,000 flags and boots are a tribute to the lives lost 17 years ago. And the scene is striking to Tempe resident Kathy Comer.
Yeah, we come out every year. It's incredible. It's very heartwarming. I don't know, I'm getting all choked up.
The annual 9/11 Healing Field is now in its 15th year and is organized by hundreds of volunteers and the Exchange Club of Tempe. The day's events included a service to mark the moment the first plane hit at the World Trade Center. Then will be followed by a candlelight vigil tonight at Tempe Beach Park. Nick Bastian is chair of the committee. He spoke with KJZZ's Phil Latzman about the unique display.
You know, it's a memorial, and it's a way for people to reflect and to honor those that we lost. But there is a real kind of definitive way that the field is laid out. So on the main field, we have people that died in the Twin Towers. And then surrounding the field, we have people that were lost on flight crews in the Pentagon. In the very middle of the field, we have flight crews as well.
It occurs to me that it's been 17 years
right.
since we remember it. But we have to think about young people that don't remember this day, that perhaps are seniors in high school right now and were babies when this happened.
That's
right?
A really good point. And we talk about that every year. And that's one of the big reasons we come back every year, because so many people, we find that they do bring their children out or kids in high school or something that they would never have an opportunity to reflect on something like this. Like you and I probably remember exactly where we were when that first plane hit, right?
Mm-hmm.
I remember it like it was yesterday, but my kids weren't alive then. And I've taken, you know, my kids certainly go down there every year. And so, that's a big part of our event too.
Can you just talk about the process of doing this? You know, it's not exactly cool out there. It's still summertime in Phoenix.
Yeah.
And you have thousands of things to put in place. Just talk about the process of having to do that, Nick.
It's a pretty big process. I mean, we literally start the week after the event, you know, right after 9/11. Well, the 12th, we take down the flags, and that's a huge effort, too, to get them back to the storage locker and things. And we try and take a week off to catch our breath. But then right after that, you know, we start talking about how can we make sure that this goes as planned again for next year. But it's a big volunteer effort, and the community always comes out. You know, this past Saturday is the day that we put up all the flags.
It's so far away what happened, I mean, geographically.
Yeah.
A lot of people who are maybe on the East Coast can relate a little bit better to what happened 17 years ago. Is this sort of a way for you to bring us a little bit closer here in Arizona to what happened on September 11th?
Absolutely. That's a really good point. And we do have people from all over the world that are out there. And the fact that we have those cards on each flag and the way that we lay out the field and put those cards in alphabetical order so that, I mean, each year we have somebody from maybe New York or anywhere that was affected by this with a family member, and to be able to take them out to one of those flags, it really sometimes gets very emotional. And that's just another one of the big parts of why we continue to do this.
Nick Bastian is with the Exchange Club of Tempe, their 15th annual Healing Field on display for September 11th and the anniversary of the terrorist attacks. Nick, thanks for coming in and talking to us about it.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.